Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
It's being reported that Ireland is getting its first official nudist-friendly bathing area. Dunleary-Rathdown County Council is to put up public notices at Hawcliffe in Dalkey, County Dublin, which will warn others about naked swimmers there. So should we have more nudist beaches and bathing areas in Ireland? And I'm joined on in the studio to discuss this by Pat O'Mahony. Pat, TV freelance TV and radio producer, you got in touch when you heard about this morning. So are you a fan of getting nudie on the beaches?
The dangers of answering an online Twitter poll. And then making a comment on it. You guys put out a tweet earlier about nudist beaches and, you know, whether you would go to one. Mm. And I said yes, because, and then I replied that actually I remember going to my very first one in 1980. In Greece, I was a testosterone-filled 19-year-old and I had been hitching around Europe, picking grapes, packing gherkins in Germany, etc., etc., etc. And I ended up in a small island, the island of Paros in Greece. And Simon said, right, we're going out to the nude beach. And like this was the gang that I had hooked up with very quickly when I was there. So I went, oh, yeah, okay, great. And out we went. And for about the first 5 or 10 minutes, I was counting sheep and going, just don't know. No, look at the sky. Look, oh, God, I'm naked, you know. And after that, then it was like I was there for 2 weeks. And, you know, we went out most days. And it was the most natural thing in the world. And the funny thing about it was, of course, that as a kid, you know, we'd all be stuffed into the Volkswagen, back of the Volkswagen Beetle from Kildare and driven down to Cortown in Wexford, caravan on the beach. And even as a kid, I'd be looking around going, why are people wearing clothes on the beach? If they're getting a suntan, why are they wearing clothes? I never got it. So in Greece, it was the most natural thing in the world.
But it's all well and good to do it in Greece, and it's nice and warm and stuff to do it in Greece. But I can't imagine the weather here is too...
I don't think the weather is the issue that people are objecting over, in
well,
fairness.
One is the issue,
and we do get sunny days where, you know, I've sunbathed naked in the back garden, you know, and no one can see. And, you know, there is that thing, you know, where I'm going to have a shower and I pull the curtain, you know, and I saw it even on Room to Improve last night, where Dermot was giving out about the fact that they had a glazed window in the bathroom and she was going, but we'd be naked in here. And so there is that thing. But actually, if everyone's doing it, you don't give a hoot.
Well, I hope you have the fences up quite high in the back garden just for your neighbours as well.
But bless them.
But is it, do you think it's something in the Irish psyche? Because we're quite a private people.
It's not Irish. The Greeks, local Greeks, had a problem with it as well. Most things that we think of are typically Irish aren't. They're just human. Get down off that high horse. But the local Greeks in the island wouldn't go out to it. Some of the trendier young Greeks, you know, maybe some of them who were in from Athens or whatever, would join us on the beach. And 2 years later, I was on another Greek island. I was on the island of Samos. And we used to go out to, away from the busier beaches, and there were quiet beaches that were actually, there was one I remember was quite tricky to get down to. But the locals would never come near that beach. It was a tourist only thing. So, you know, is it a state of mind that comes with something as simple as economic development and you know, education and liberalism? I don't know. Mm. But certainly it was the Europeans who were even the Yanks had a thing about, you know, I've gone to the States and I don't know of any nudist beach over there. I'm sure there are. But we had the 40-foot. Where the guys used to go and, you know,
yeah,
naked.
On it, I suppose, people, we had our Twitter poll that we mentioned earlier. Mm. Would you welcome a nudist beach? 71% said yes, 29% no. And would you go? That's a very different question.
Yes,
36%. So a lot of them would welcome it, but not necessarily go along themselves. So what is it, Pat, that you would like to see? Would you like to see more of them around? Do you think if there was signposted?
Oh, I don't give a hoot. I don't get to the beach very often. So it's a first world problem. Yeah. It's not something that keeps me up all night. But it would make sense that there are more allocated nudist beach. So, you know, signs are up and you know if you go there, you'll see people with their kit off. And actually, what's the problem with it? It may not be the prettiest sight in the world a lot of the time, but, you know, it's if it's flagged, it's easy.
Okay, Pat, we're going to ask you to hang on in the studio now. We've got another guest on the line. John Bailey is Fine Gael councillor for Killiney. John, you're very welcome to the show. I suppose to start, your own reaction, do you think to this? Do you think it's a good idea? Should we be putting up signs? Should we be welcoming nudist beaches to the area?
Well, first of all, I can say I've had a massive, massive reaction from all the local people and from residents, totally opposed to this. This particular, I have no problem with anybody. I'm involved in sport and anybody having their own facilities to do whatever they want to do. This particular area, you have to go down over a bridge, right down to the very bottom. We're all involved with kids in various sports. Who's going to supervise? Who's going to manage? Who's going to look after this 24 hours a day? This is a massive tourist area, a lot of young children in the area. We put up 30-mile-an-hour signs or 40-mile-an-hour signs. Do people abide by them? You can put up all the signs that you like. I'm not against people enjoying themselves, but I think this is totally unnecessary, and my constituents think it's totally unnecessary. This morning, I've had about 60 calls already on my telephone. It's 6:30. I haven't had one positive reaction to it.
And John, what are
and
people...
I live in the area. I'm sixth generation from the area.
What are people saying? What's their main objection?
They're totally opposed to it. What about the antisocial behaviour? Who's going to come there at night time? The people who come there during the day to swim and do whatever they want to do, it's their own business. But what are people going to do at night time? Go down over this bridge, down into this cul-de-sac, down at the bottom. Where's the supervision? We don't have the guards in the area to supervise. We don't have the guards or the mobile guards to go around.
Now, John, to be fair, I don't think people are going to be needing to call the guards in just because they're in the NIP.
Well, we have a lot of problems in the area at the moment with antisocial behaviour. We have a lot of houses in the areas get broken into. The guards are totally at maximum at the moment. We don't have the resources. At the end of the day, it's about this is a little village, a little town. The bike road is used exclusively by tourists and people who come to visit the area. And children who go down there to swim all along Killiney Beach. And it's important that everywhere we have, that it's safe and it's supervised and managed.
Pat, you want to come back in on
that? A few things. There's antisocial behaviour on beaches, whether people are wearing their kit or not. My suspicion is that people who want to skinny dip and are actually more social than antisocial. What's the problem with the kids thing is a red herring. We make nudity a problem for kids. Kids don't have a problem with it. Paedophilia and naked sunbathing are two completely different issues. Now, I can understand why someone would have a local objection to it. I don't know the beach in question. And there may be logistical problems with it that make it a bad choice. I don't know enough about that, John, so I'm not pulling you up on that one. If there is a problem with that from a logistics point of view, all well and good. But antisocial behaviour on the beach has nothing got to do with whether you've your kit on or not. In fact, at night, who's going to be sunbathing in the NIP at midnight?
John?
At the end of the day, I'm elected by the people to articulate their point of view. I'm articulating the view of my constituents, of nobody else. I haven't had one positive reaction. So I can only tell you what I've had.
Sure, but what do you think personally?
My own personal view, I think it needs to be supervised, it needs to be organised. You can't have something left on lying idle all day and all night and nobody looking after it.
Mixed reaction here on the tweets. Jessica says Hawcliffe has been a nudist bathing area since the dawn of time. On nudists, I don't welcome it as I wouldn't use it, but nothing against nudism or nudists. Adam on Twitter as well said it's too bloody rocky. Where's the sand? It'll be scratchy. And a tweet on a nudist beach, Allworthy, says it is hypothermia sexy now. Is that where we're going? John, would it not be fair to say that if this area, this one beach, was signs were to be put up that people could go there, and if they wanted to avoid it, they could. They don't have to go along
That's
to the beach.
Why
they don't
people go there in the morning or the afternoon? What happens after 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening? What happens after 8 o'clock at night?
What happens on any beach at that time of day or night? No beach is patrolled 24/7. So the problem of antisocial behaviour late at night
would not be 30-mile-an-hour signs on the road. Do people abide by them?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if you're going to get antisocial behaviour on a beach, John, if you're going to get antisocial, John, if you're going to get antisocial behaviour on a beach, they won't pick and choose. We can't be
for our children and for families and everybody who comes to the area to enjoy themselves.
Sure, but they're talking about a small. They're talking about a small area, I presume, of the beach, not half of it.
I'm not talking about a small area. You're talking about a very unique area. I live in the area.
So how much of the beach are they talking about, John? How
you go down on the bike of road, you go down over a big bridge,
yeah.
You go down a big end, and you go right down into the hole at the corner of the White Rock. I know the area very well.
So how much of the beach are we talking about?
And I represent the people. I'm totally opposed to it. And I'm absolutely astounded that this didn't come before the council, and I'll be raising that the next council to put the motion down to that effect.
Okay, well, mixed opinions obviously there, and plenty of them coming through as well still on Twitter. No, the favourite text coming through: nobody over 35 should ever be seen naked, not even by their doctor. It's too disgusting. Yuck. So thanks a million for that, Jerry. Pat O'Mahony, freelance TV and radio producer, thanks for joining me in studio. And John Bailey, Fine Gael councillor in Killiney, thanks a million. Just to finish the show, we're going to go back and talking about getting naked. Pat Gallagher from the Irish Naturalist Association is on the line. Pat, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So we were talking at the start of the show about Ireland's first nudist beach down in Dalkey. We had John Bailey on. I don't know if you heard him. He's a Fine Gael councillor for Killiney. And he seemed to suggest that after dark at this beach, there could be antisocial behaviour as this goes ahead. Are nudists particularly known for being antisocial?
Absolutely not. In fact, that area has been used for many years, not only with the nudists, but also with bathing suit persons. So it's worked very well over the years between the two communities, and there's never been any problems.
And what's different about it? If it's already being used as a kind of a nudist area anyway, what's different about this proposal? Why would it make any difference?
Absolutely, very little, except that it just indicates to anyone who wouldn't know approaching the area that it might be offended by the sight of nude bodies, that they may encounter nude bathers when they go into the area. That's all. It's just by way of letting people know so they won't be offended in any way.
And to be fair, it's a warning. I think a lot of us would like if we were going to encounter nude bodies on the beach. But do you think that Ireland and the Irish people would embrace the kind of naturalist, the nudist society, given, one, that we're kind of a bit prudish sometimes, and also that that the climate doesn't exactly lend itself to getting your jocks off on the beach?
Well, funny enough, because people swim in that particular area all year long, right up to Christmas and after. So, you know, there are some hardy annuals out there. But having said all that, I think Irish people are not as prudish as we think they are. And there's many thousands of Irish go abroad every year and go on nature's holidays or go to areas where there are nudist beaches so they can enjoy their nude time on the beach, you know, as part of their holiday itinerary. I don't think we're as prudish as people think we are.
What would you like to see then around Ireland? Because obviously this is a suggestion of the first one. Is it something that's done quite a lot?
Say that one again, Sean.
Is it something that, like, are there many places where you'd find nudists on the Irish coast that we just don't really know about or you don't see signs for or hear about?
Yes, there are. You know, given the coastline of Ireland, there are, like, literally hundreds of beaches and little coves all around the island that are not used by the general public because they can't drive there on a Sunday afternoon. But the naturists tend to leave their car, climb across the sand dunes, etc. And yes, there are many, many, and you will see some of them on our webpage, but these are only a small fraction of what is actually being used.
Now, is that a webpage that's going to get blocked by the work filter here in News Talk that we shouldn't be going near, or is it kosher?
Well, it might be no harm.
Right, we'll have to double check that. So, what do you want to see then? Would you like to see this nudist beach in Dalkey? Would you like to see more across the country?
Well, we'd like to see more signage in areas where naturists have been attending for many years. Not necessarily for ourselves, but just so that anyone from the public who would be offended by the sight of naked bodies would be pre-warned and know, well, this is not an area I want to go to, you know. So, I mean, we don't intend to cause any harm or offence to anybody, but we would like to be able to use these areas, you know, and with a bit of signage, obviously, it gives us a certain amount of protection, I suppose you'd call it, you know.
One of the arguments that John Bailey was making earlier as well is that this particular beach has quite a lot of kids go down to it, there's quite a lot of families go down to it, and they don't particularly want to be down there, you know, wondering if their child is going to see someone else in the nip. But what would you say to that?
Well, I don't know that a lot of kids go down there. I know it's well used over the years by adults, and as regards children being down there without parental supervision, I would think it would be quite dangerous. You know, it's
But I think he was saying even with parents there, even with, you know, if you're going down for a family day, yeah, you kind of want, you know, you don't really want to see people in the nip.
No, well then, that's why by putting a sign up to say that you may encounter nude bathers, well, at least they're pre-warned, you know.
But then they also, you know, can't go down or might not go down.
No, we're not, if we don't stop them. But I mean, you know, that's up to ourselves. You know, if they, but we don't stop anybody from going to the areas that we go to.
Mm. So if people do want to find out where they can get their jocks off on the beach, where is the website they should go to and check their spam filter first?
Yeah, just go on to irishnaturism.org. And we have a list of beaches that are being used around the coast. You know, we say it's only a sample of some of the beaches that are being used.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.